गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीमष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीम् नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दाय तपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं धृतराष्ट्र उवाच धर्मक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे समवेतायुयुत्सवः मामका पाण्डवाश्चैव किमकुर्वत सञ्जय सञ्जय उवाच तथा कृपयाविष्टं श्रुपूर्णाकुलेक्षणं विषीदन्तमिदं वाक्यम् उवाच मधुसूदनः सर्वेभ्यः राम 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 आचार्यान् गुरून् गणपतीन् मातापितृन् सर्वान् नत्वा अद्यतनकक्ष्यां प्रारम्भं कुर्मः अर्जुनविषादयोगानन्तरं कृष्णः साङ्ख्ययोगम् इदानीं श्रूयते वा
अर्जुनस्य विषादयोगानन्तरं तत्र साङ्ख्ययोगम् अनुसृत्य इदानीं श्रूयते वा साङ्ख्ययोगम् अनुसृत्य सः विस्तारं कृतवान्
साङ्ख्ययोगद्वारा सः तत्र विस्तारं कृतवान् इदानीं श्रूयते वा इति पश्यतु सम्यक् श्रूयते वा इदानीं सः साङ्ख्ययोगम् अनुसृत्य कृष्णः तत्र किमर्थं युद्धं कर्तव्यम् इति प्रथमतया साङ्ख्ययोगम् अनुसृत्य सः वर्णनं करोति आत्मज्ञानम् उपदिशति तत्र आत्मतावत् नित्यवस्तु शरीरं तावत् अनित्यवस्तु इति विषयम् अधिकृत्य सः कानिचन श्लोकान् वदति तत्रापि अतीव सम्यग्रीत्या अस्माभिः दृष्टमस्ति नरः जीर्णानि वासांसि विहाय अपराणि नवानि वासांसि वस्त्राणि यथा गृह्णाति तथा देहि अपि तत्र जीर्णानि शरीराणि त्यक्त्वा नूतनानि शरीराणि स्वीकरोति
इदानीं श्रूयते वा इति पश्यन्तु
इदानीं श्रूयते वा एकवारं पश्यतु इदानीं श्रूयते वा इति पश्यतु साङ्ख्ययोग विवरणानन्तरं तत्र साङ्ख्ययोगम् अनुसृत्य कृष्णः अर्जुनं प्रति आत्मज्ञानम् उपदिशति किमर्थं तावत् युद्धं करणीयं किमर्थं तावत् भवतु सम्यक् धन्यवादः किमर्थं तावत् युद्धं करणीयम् इति सः सम्यक् उपदिशति श्लोका नम्बर् 11 टिल् अरौण्ड् श्लोका नम्बर् 29 he 29 and even probably 30 he keeps explaining Sankhya Yoga from 11 till 30 again and again. Krishna kevalam tavat atma tavat nityam shariram tavat anityam tadartham tatra naivam shochitum arhasi iti vishayam adhikritya paunapunyena saha vadati tatra api vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya tatha atma api tatra dehi api jirnani sharirani vihaya nutanani sharirani svikaroti api cha shloka dvayeshu api tatra ativa samyagritya nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakah न चैनम क्लेदयन्त्यापः न शोषयति मारुतः इत्यादि वाक्यैः वदति. तत्र यदि वयं किञ्चित् चिन्तयामश्चेत् आत्मा तावत् तत्र पञ्चभूतेषु अपि विदिन् द फैव एलिमेंट्स् नेम्लि तत्र पृथिवी अप् तेजो वायु आकाश. पृथिवी रीत्या उक्तमस्ति अच्छेद्यः इति. आकाशरीत्या पृथिवी अप् आपरीत्या उक्तमस्ति तत्र अक्लेद्यः अस्ति इति. अनन्तरं तेजः तेजरीत्या उक्तमस्ति अयम् अशोष्यः इति. अनन्तरं वायुरीत्यापि उक्तमस्ति तत्र अच्छेद्यः अदाह्यः अक्लेद्यः अशोष्यः इति. थ्रू आल् द आफ् द फैव् एलिमेंट्स् the atma is not cannot be touched felt cut by the four elements has been very clearly explained. Somebody was asking what about the fifth element namely akasha. tatra akashah akasharitya kimapi kartum shakyate va kimartham na uktam asti iti tatra ekena prishtam asite. one of the people asked at that time. Shakara has given the answer wherein Akasha cannot be hurt by the other elements itself. Those other elements which are there, they cannot even hurt Akasha by themselves. Akasha is Sarva Vyapaka and it has no hurting or it has no sense organ ability. Therefore, it is not being described. Therefore, it cannot do anything to the Atma, which is why it has not been explained. Only the other four bhutas of the Panchabhuta have been attributed and have been linked and explained with respect to the Atma. That was one of the questions and therefore we kind of got to know that. Achedyah, Adahyah, Akledyah, Ashoshyah, four negative characteristics. And five positive characteristics: Nityah, Sarvagatah, Sthanuhu, Achalah, Sanatanah. These have been explained. And agre gachhamaschete tatra avyaktah, ayam avyaktah, achintyah, avikaryah. That is, it does not have, it is unmanifested, it is unthinkable, unchangeable. Therefore, if you think that this is going to kill somebody or somebody is going to be hurt, then you are actually not looking at the real thing, you are only looking at the unreal thing, and therefore na shochitum arhati iti saha punah punah vadati. Again he is explaining that atha chainam nitya jatam nityam va mritam manyase tathapi tvam shochitum narhasi. A few continuous shokas on why you should not feel sad about it, kimartham shokam na kartavyam iti, again and again. So that leads us to shloka number 27, wherein we see that jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuhu dhruvam janma mrityasya cha taspat asmin aparihariye vishaye tvam shochitum narhasi. Person who is born will always be dead, and again a person who is dead will again be reborn until he attains mukti. Tavat paryantam tasya, he is again and again punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jatareshayanam bhavatyeva smat aspin aparihariye vishaye tvam shochitum narhasi. There is no use of you having grieving about all this. By grieving nothing is going to happen, because when you start seeing the real vastu, you will not have any grief at all. So again and again he is explaining the same concept, simple concepts. Again, like we said, tatra jivane tatra anvayam kartumeva klishtam param arthavagamanartham ativa saralameva asti. Pashyamaha avyaktadini bhutani tamadhyani bharata avyakta nidhananyeva tatraka paridevana. Very important shloka. Avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyakta nidhananyeva. We saw that starting in the middle, in the end. Srishti, sthiti, laya. Before srishti, avyaktam asti. Madhye tatra sthiti avastayam tatra kimapi nama prayojana rupa bhedam vartate. Anantaram antye api layanantaram api avyaktameva bhavati. Very simple shloka. Avyakta adini bhutani vyakta madhyani madhyeshu vyaktamasti. In between, for a temporary time, tatra physically vyaktam bhavati. Param avyakta nidhananyeva nidhanantaram tatra layanantaram pralayanantaram layanantaram yadi pashyamaschet avyaktameva. So tatra ka paridevana, why then is the sorrow of this? Kimartham sorohati iti uktamasti. Agre gachhamaha. We have seen these shlokas. Yetad asmabhi ativa detailed ritya asmabhi drishtamasti. Shloka number 29 pashyamaha. Tadapi asmabhi gatakakshasu drishtamasti. Ekavaram punaha shigram punaravartanam kurmaha. Ascharyavat paschati kaschidenam. Ascharyavat vadati tathaivacha anyaha. Ascharyavat chainam anyashrunoti. Shutvapi enam vedana chaiva kaschit. Ascharyavat paschati. In the Upanishads, we have one of the story wherein a student comes to a teacher and asks him, Brahma Vidyam Me Upadisha. Similar to Arjuna, Saha Prichati, He Guru, Mahyam Brahma Vidyam Upadisha. The teacher is silent. He is just sitting there silently, not doing anything. Saha Yogi, Swa Dharma Charanam Kurvan Saha Asti. Shishyaha Pratinityam tavat guroho pujanam aradhanam shushrusha kurvan asti. The student is very devotedly, every day he is serving the Lord, serving the Guru, thinking that one day the teacher will teach him. Like this, few months pass away and finally it is already 1 year. An year passes away and the student gets a little bit restless. He comes to the teacher and asks, Hey Guru, I have been asking you to teach me Brahma Vidya, Atma Jnanam, the Brahma Vidya. Why are you not teaching me anything? Tada Guruhu Vadati, Aham tu Upadishan Nasmi, Tvantuna Shrunosi, Tvantuna Janasi, Tvantuna Shrunoshi, Tvantuna Janasi, Tvantuna Vijanasi. That is what exactly the teacher says. I have been teaching the Brahma Vidya. I have been telling the Brahma Vidya and you are not able to hear it. That is what he says when the teacher is purely in silence and maunam. Which is why this shloka takes lot of importance. Yadi vayam, if we see the shloka properly, Ascharyavat Pashyati. Kim Bhavati? When an ordinary person is there and when we see the difference between a person who is an Atma Jnani. We have seen lot of stories. We saw the stories of Sadashiva Brahmendra. We also have seen the famous story of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. How in lot of times he would be in the Samadhi Stiti when he is realizing that, when he is in that realization mode, in that realization sadhana marga, when he is in that Samadhi Stiti, at that time they keep laughing to them, they keep enjoying that Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva, that is the avastha when they are there. So Ascharyavat Pashyati, when they start seeing, the seer all become one during that state and they enjoy it. So Ascharyavat Pashyati, that is one of the reasons for using the word Ascharyavat Pashyati. Similarly, yadi vayam pashyamaschete, not many people are able to reach that state. Therefore, Ascharyavat, it is a rare thing, it is a wonderful thing that somebody is able to see realize the Atma. Therefore, Ascharyavat Pashyati. Similarly, yadi vayam pashyamaschete, Ascharyavat Vadati. If somebody starts sitting and trying to describe, again, though in a few words and sentences and few shlokas, Krishna is trying to describe the characteristics or only the parameters of Atma can be described. We cannot, or the characteristics or the guna swabhava can be described. But what is Atma? Atma is made up of so much of chemicals, it is of so much of height, it is of so much of length, width, all these things cannot be explained at all. Only a broad framework or a conceptual nearby situation can only be explained about the Atma. Therefore, Ascharyavat Vadati, it cannot be fully explained, it has to be only realized. Very similar, somebody was asking, tell me what is sweet and all. So, one person first showed him sugar. He gave him some sugar and this fellow the sugar. So he knows this is, somebody can only give you sugar. Only when you eat that sugar and you feel that sweet. Now start describing this sweet. Show me sweet. Tell me what sweet is about. Only to some extent they can tell it is a pleasant, it causes a pleasant feeling. It causes the saliva to be generated and digestion to be good. So something like that can be explained. But exactly sweet, if you have to experience it, we have to eat something sugar and only then experience it by ourselves. Similar to this, Ascharyavat Vadati. It can only be explained to some extent. Beyond that, it has only to be experienced. Similarly, Ascharyavat Shrunoti, when we say, people who are listening to this Atmajnana kind of vastu are very rare. That is the reason, one of the reason why the word Ascharyavat Shrunoti is also told. And again, a Sishya, when Vivekananda goes to Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, we saw even in the previous classes, tatra questioning skills are one of the right questioning skills are one of the basic characteristics of a sadhaka, and Arjuna came to that mode of asking the right questions, which is why Krishna takes all the time and explains him in detail. When if Arjuna had directly decided, put the decision on Krishna and said, I will do whatever you tell me and tell me what to do, Krishna explained in two shlokas and said, Tektva uttishta parantapa yuddham kuru iti saha uktavan. Param Arjunaha punaha yavat tatra samshayasya purnochedanam nabhavat tavat paryantam saha prashnan prishtavan. Anantaram atmajnanam api saha praptavan. Therefore, similarly, when Vivekananda goes to Ramakrishna and asks him, He kind of questions Ramakrishna. Hey Ramakrishna, hey Guru, you keep telling that God is there. I don't know about whether God is there or not. First tell me, have you seen God? At that time Ramakrishna Paramahamsa tells, I have seen God as clearly as I am seeing you. At that time Vivekananda again asks, I don't believe in it. Now what you tell me is, you now show me God. And you make me also see the God. At that time, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa tells, I am ready to show the God to you, but are you ready to see it? Do you have that capability now? Do you have the yogyata now? Do you have the samarthyam? Do you have the tapas? Do you have the determination to see the God? All these are prerequisites. When you get all these things, then you tell me, I am ready to show the God to you. So therefore, that is when Vivekananda gets convinced about the abilities and he starts the sadhaka marga, and finally he also becomes a realized soul. Therefore, Ascharyavat Shrunoti, people who are ready to tell about it, people who are ready to listen about it, who are ready to see it, are very very rare. And also, this is Ascharyavateva, etat Ascharya Sangatireva, evam Ascharyavat Pashyati Kaschit, Ascharyavat Anye Vadati, Ascharyavat Anyaha Shrunoti, but Anye Kechana Jana Santi, etatra Vishwasam Nasthapayanti. Finally, it is Yadrshi Shraddha Bhavati, Tadrshi Siddhir Bhavati. The kind of Shraddha or devotion or belief what we have, that is the kind of the result or the final fruit what we get. Therefore kechana janaha tatra samshaya samshayatma vinashyati iti agre agacchati samshaya purvakam kevalam tatra prashnarthakaritya vitandavadaritya agacchanti te kadapi na jananteva shrutva api. Even having sitting it, they are like the student who even after sitting for 1 year in front of the guru could not take the atmajnana or the brahmajnana from the guru through the maunavyakhya prakatita parabrahmatattvam yuvanam. Through that maunavyakhya itself he could not take. So therefore when the transmitter is sending it, the receiver should be equally charged up and the receiver should have the abilities to receive the message. Only purely the transmitter sending messages is not enough. Therefore we need a good transmitter, a good guru who can transmit the messages properly. We also need the proper receiver with the right frequency, with the right mindset, with the right belief, with the right charge ability, the samarthyam, tapas, everything. Only then this atmajnana can be transmitted and understood and listened to. This is what we understand from the shloka. Aascharyavat pashyati kshchidenam, aascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyah, aascharyavat chainam anyashrunoti, shutvapyenam vedana chaiva kaschit. Evam uktamasti. Some look upon the self as marvelous, others speak it as wonderful. When people have realized it and they start talking about it, they enjoy talking about the Atma Vishaya also. Like we also explained in the previous one of the classes I was telling. If you see in the Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana, there are around 12 to 13 skandhas. In that the Panchama Skandha, if you see, is very very well described, and it is in the Gadya Bhaga, and Shuka Parabrahman enjoys telling about it because again it is the Atmajnana Vishaya, about the Charitam of Atmajnaninaha, about Jadabharata Upakhyanam and other stories which are there. So they always enjoy talking about it. So others speak it as wonderful, others hear it as wonderful, and a few people who do not have belief, ashraddhadanaah purushaah ye santi te sarve shutva api na vetti te tatra na vidanti tatra atmajnanam na svikurvanti. The grammar part we have seen it. Idanim tatra trimshat shlokam ekavaram pashyamah. We just started off with the 30th shloka. Ekavaram shlokam vadami anuvadantu anantaram ekavaram asya shlokasya anvayam padapadartham pashyamah. Dehi nityam avadhyoyam dehe sarvasya bharata tasmat sarvani bhutani natvam shochitu marhasi. Not sure if we saw the Kartrakarma Kriya of this. If possible, just quickly we can tell the, we do the Padacheda and the Anvayam Ekavaram Pashyamaha. एकवारं पश्यतु पदच्छेदं कर्तुं शक्यते अन्वयं कर्तुं शक्यते वा इति पश्यतु. अन्तिमवाक्यं तावत् समानमेव त्वं शोचितुं नार्हसि. दट् इस् द फैनल् वाक्य, दट् इस् सेम् सिमिलर् भवतु पश्यामः. द कन्स्ट्रक्शन् अगेन् इन् द श्लोका इट् सेल्फ् इस् नाट् सो क्लियर्. एकवारं वी विल् जस्ट् एड् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् मेक् इट् क्लियर्. पदच्छेदः पश्यामः. देहि नित्यम् अवध्यः, अयं देहे सर्वस्य भारत, तस्मात् सर्वाणि भूतानि न त्वं शोचितुम् अर्हसि. कृष्णः वदति, हे अर्जुन, हे भारत, अयं देहि सर्वस्य देहे वसति. this dehi yadasti sarvasya dehe vasati. In all bodies, whatever bodies, avayava yatra yatra avayava ni santi, avayava sammishrita avayava krita deham yadasti tasmin dehe sarvasya deheshu api tatra dehi vartate. What is the prayojanam of telling this? First thing, dehi which is there, the atma which is there, is residing in all the bodies. Sarva deheshu atma asti, point number one. Point number two, when this atma is there, then the atma is the one which is permanent, and that is what you have to see, and not the deha which is temporary. You should not just see the character, you should see the person playing that character. Therefore, when you start seeing the person playing the character, when the character comes and goes, when the character is born or dies, nobody will feel sorrow about it. Therefore, point number two. Point number three, what he is trying to make is, sarvasya deheshu api atma asti chete, that atma which is there in all is actually a single atma, which is just a spark from the paramatma. And finally, it has come from paramatma, there is only one paramatma. From that, all these sparks which are there, that the chetanam yadasti, that sparks, it will always come from the paramatma and go and join to the paramatma. All things in this world will always it go to where, from where it has always come back. For example, let us take a drop of water or a few drops of water in our hand. Just put the water down, automatically what it will go is, it will fall down and go towards the earth, because earth is the birthplace of water. Tatra bhumitaha eva jalam agachati evam, finally it has to go there only. Sir, that is only pure gravitational force. Whatever you put will always go down. If that is the argument, then light of small lamp, the jyoti swarupa which is there, the jyoti will always go upwards. It will not, the jyoti is not downwards always. It always goes upwards. Why? From the chidaka, the akasha, or the from the surya, if you have taken from a visible vastu, if you have to take the light or the energy which is there, comes from sun god, and therefore it is going towards sun god only. So all, even the jivatma, similarly the jivatma has come from the paramatma, and finally the urge is always to reach the paramatma as soon as possible, getting liberated from this cycle of birth and death. Therefore, given that ayam dehi yadasti sarvasya deheshu api samanam vartate ekamev vartate, it is a dual. By telling this, he is explaining two things, that dehi is present in all beings, and that dehi is one, and it is imperishable also. Evam dehi yadasti nityam avadhyah, it is nityam and avadhyah, it is always there and it is avadhyah. If you ask, because Arjuna asked Krishna, katham etan gurun hanmi, how can I kill these gurus, guravaha bhishma dronadeha pujarhaha ye santi, how will I kill all them? When Arjuna is asking, Krishna tells, hey Arjuna, I am only seeing some few jivatma standing there, and you are also a jivatma. I am only seeing a jivatma who is going to do some duty which is allocated to him. He is going to play a character, and the people who are opposite to him are also playing a few characters. In this, while playing this character, whatever role has been given to you, dharma has been given to you, you should be doing. You should not be seeing beyond that character, and you should be able to do your duty there. That is why he says nityam avadhyah. That is why he is using the word avadhyah. It is not, nobody is capable of killing the atma. Tasmat sarvani bhutani tesham sarveshu bhuteshu upari. Therefore, in all the bhutas, whatever you are seeing, natvam shochitum arhasi, it is not fit or capable, or it is not good that you are grieving about this. Pashyamah, padapadartham pashyamah ekavaram. He Bharata, ayam dehi, this atma, yeshaha atma, sarvasya deheshu api vartate, nikilasya, krishnasya, akilasya api sharireshu atma bhavati, therefore atma ekaha eva.
अपि च नित्यं भवति अवध्यः भवति नित्यम् इट् इस् एटर्नल् अण्ड् अवध्यः केनाट् बि किल्ड् बै एनिबडि तस्मात् सर्वाणि भूतानि देर् फोर् इन् आल् द लिविङ्ग् बीङ्ग्स् इट् इस् देर् इट् इस् अवध्यः देर् फोर् न त्वं शोचितुम् अर्हसि इट् इस् नाट् फिट् दट् यू शुड् बि मोर्निङ्ग् आर् ग्रीविङ्ग् अबौट् दिस् हे भारत सम्बोधन प्रथमैकवचनम् अयं देहः एषः इदं शब्द प्रथमाविभक्ति पुल्लिङ्ग एकवचन अयम् इमौ इमे देहि यदस्ति देहिन् शब्द नकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्ग प्रथमैकवचनम् सर्वस्य सर्वशब्द अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्ग सर्वशब्दः षष्टिभक्ति एकवचनम् देहे सप्तमी एकवचनम् नित्यम् नित्यम् हियर् इस् यूस्ड् एस् एन् अव्ययम् अवध्यः अवध्यः प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचनम् पुल्लिङ्ग तस्मात् पञ्चमी एकवचनम् सर्वाणि भूतानि कनेक्ट् वर्ड्स् नपुंसकलिङ्ग द्वितीयाविभक्ति बहुवचनम् त्वम् युष्मच्छब्द दकारान्त त्रिलिङ्गकः सर्वनामशब्दः प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचनम् त्वम् शोचितुम् तुमुन्नन्ताव्ययम् शोच धातुः तुमुन्नन्ताव्ययम् कृदन्तप्रयोगः तुमुन् प्रत्ययः तुमुन्नन्ताव्ययम् न अव्ययम् अर्हसि अर्ह धातोः परस्मैपदि लट् लकार प्रथमपुरुष एकवचनम् अर्हति अर्ह पूजायाम् अर्ह पूजायाम् इस् द धातु भ्वादिगण ओन्लि क्वैट् अ सिम्पल् वन् द फस्ट् गण ईज़ी टु डिक्लैन् अर्हति अर्हतः अर्हन्ति अर्हसि अर्हतः अर्हत अर्हामि अर्हावः अर्हामः तत्र पश्यामश्चेत् अर्थं पश्यामश्चेत् अयमात्मा सर्वासु अवस्थासु अपि अवध्यः अपि च नित्यं स्थावरादिषु सर्वेषु अपि स्थितः दो द आत्मा हेस् सम् फार्म्स् इन् ईच् आफ् द बाडि देर् इस् अ फिसिकल् बाडि प्रसेन्स् इन् ईच् आफ् देम् स्टिल् इट् इस् अवध्यः सर्वासु अवस्थासु सर्वेषु भूतेषु सर्वत्र सर्वदा सर्वथा अवध्यः अस्ति आत्मा देहे वध्यमानोऽपि देही अवध्यः दो द बाडि इस् पेरिशबल् द आत्मा इस् इम्पेरिबल् एवं शोचतुम् नार्हसि अवध्योऽयम् अवध्यः अयम् विसर्ग रेफगुण उकारगुणपूर्वोपसन्धयः अवध्यः अयम् नेक्स्ट् न अवध्यः अगेन् वधं कर्तुम् न योग्यः एवं द विग्रह वि केन् टेक् इट् अस् वधं कर्तुं न योग्यः अवध्यः अवध्यः न वध्यः अवध्यः नैतत्पुरुषसमासः आल्सो वि केन् टेक् इट् अस् दट् अग्रे पश्यामः श्लोका नम्बर् 31 स्वीकुर्मः एकवारं वदामि सर्वे अनुवदन्तु मध्यमपुरुष सारी ऐ डिण्ट् गेट् दट् मध्यमपुरुषः किमर्थं पृच्छ्यते अर्हसि इस् मध्यमपुरुष या या अर्हति अर्हतः अर्हन्ति करेक्ट् अर्हसि इस् मध्यमपुरुष क्षम्यताम् ऐ वास् टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् अर्हति अर्हसि इस् मध्यमपुरुष ओन्लि करेक्ट् सम्यक् श्लोका नम्बर् 31 गच्छामः एकवारं तत्र पश्यामः स्वधर्ममपि चावेक्ष्य न विकम्पितुमर्हसि धर्माद्धियुद्धात् श्रेयोऽन्यत् क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते श्लोकं द्विवारं पठन्तु रीड् द श्लोका टु टैम्स् ट्रै टु डू द पदच्छेद अन्वयमपि वदन्तु प्लीस् टेल् द अन्वय ऐडेण्टिफै द कर्तृ कर्म क्रिया एण्ड् ट्रै टु टेल् द अन्वयम् एकवारं वदन्तु यावत् अन्वयस्य अन्वेषणं क्रियते तावत् वी केन् जस्ट् लुक् अट् वन् कान्सेप्ट् फ्रम् 11 टिल् 30 इट् इस् अ काम्बिनेशन् आफ् एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् द रियल् अन्रियल् सत् असत् साङ्ख्या द आत्मज्ञान क्यारेक्टरिस्टिक्स् आफ् आत्मा क्यारेक्टरिस्टिक्स् आफ् बाडि आल् दीस् हव् बीन् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् फ्रम् नौ फ्रम् श्लोका नम्बर् 31 द नेक्स्ट् 7 श्लोकास् वाट् वि सी क्लियर्लि टेल्स् ओन्ली अबौट् वाट् इस् क्षत्रियधर्म एण्ड् आस् पर् युर् धर्म वाट् यु शुड् डू सो द स्टेज् आर् द स्टेज् बै स्टेज् एक्स्प्लेनेशन् इस् वेरि वेरि क्लियर् First he tells, O Arjuna, what you are seeing is actually unreal. The real is behind it. Therefore, even if you kill, nothing is going to happen. That is the first, for which 11 to 30, done. From 31, my dear Arjuna, you are destined for this. Your duty is to do this. Therefore, you do this. That is the second step of explaining, which he is going to do from this shloka. So now with this clue, let us take this and ekavaram anvayam pashyamaha. Tvam vikampitum na arhasi. Very good. Samyagasti. Pratham vakyam samyagasti. It is just a continuation of shochitum narhasi. Idanim vikampitum narhasi. That is what he is using. From an Atma point of view, I explained so much, my dear Arjuna. Now, swadharmam api avekshya. Swadharmam api drishtva. As per your allocated duty. Tatha api tatra api tvam vikampitum narhasi. Pratham vakyam samyagasti. Dvitiyam vakyam. First sentence very simple. Sentence very simple asti. Swadharmam api avekshya. Shreyaha navidyate. Samichinam. Shreyaha navidyate. Kshatriyasya dharmyat yuddhat anyat shreyaha na vidyate. Ekasya kshatriyasya. There are allocated duties. And kshatriyasya dharma yuddhat anyat shreyaha na vidyate. The greatest thing what a kshatriya can have, if we speak to a few soldiers or we have seen samichinam. Kshatriyasya anyat dharma yuddhat dharmyat yuddhat dharma yuddhat anyat shreyaha na vidyate eva. Lot of us keep seeing a few programs or interviews of people at the soldiers, few dedicated soldiers. For them, a dharma yuddha is the greatest achievement or greatest opportunity for them, and fighting for the country and whatever allocated dharma which is there, and doing that, getting an opportunity to do that, that will be the greatest possible thing for them, which is what they always consider. Kshatriyasya dharmyat yudhyat anyaha kshayaha na vidyate eva. There is nothing greater than that for a kshatriya. So, as an allocated duty, when a sannyasi talks about atmajnana or sannyasi talks about vairagya, it will be good. A vidyarthi who is sitting in an exam hall should not talk about vairagya, saying, tomorrow I am not going to leave, therefore I am not going to study, I am not going to write exams. For which only, we in one of the previous classes we discussed this, what is the difference? People who are little bit ignorant only keep mixing up emotions in different situations. We should always apply the right principles in the right situation. Yada tatra vidyarjanam kriyate. When we are studying things, when we are learning things, we should always think that we are immortal. We are never going to die. That should be the concept with which we should always read. We should have that insatiable thirst for reading new things, for reading books, for understanding concepts, for listening to Upanyasa, for seeing good Kathashravanam, for all this we should always think we will live long life, and we will share this with our friends, with our children, with our grandchildren. We will share this. That is the concept. But when we are doing some dharma, charity, at that time we should not think that we will live for a long time. Tomorrow or day after tomorrow I will do this good act. I will go and do some puja, or I will go and do some charity to people. I will go and visit some orphanage, or I will do some good activity. When we are thinking of those kind of things, we should think that as if the Lord of Death, Yama, is holding on to our kesha, our hair. That is the thought we should have when we are doing charity. So whatever in our hand we have, we should just give it immediately. We should give it fully, heartfully to some other person. And that should be the perspective when we are looking. So similarly, when Arjuna is looking at the yuddha, he should be, as a kshatriya, he should not be talking about vairagya, or he should not be talking about running away or bhikshacharanam. If all the rulers of the country, if all the soldiers of the country decide that we will go start begging and we will get better income there while doing begging, and we will also be safe, the country will not be safe, and other people who have allocated dharmas, a brahmana or a shudra or a vaishya, all of these are equally important people in the society. None of them are higher or none of them are lower. They have their allocated duties. They will not be able to do their duty. With this background, yadi pashyamas chete, swadharmam cha avekshya api. he gives lot of reason for natvam shochitum arhasi. That is where he starts off even in the 11th shloka, ashochyan anvashochaha. It is not fit to be grieved upon. He continues in that. Evam, now he comes to this logical stage of explaining his duty. Through duty also, swadharmam cha avekshyapi. Let us, okay, fine, I don't know Atma, I don't know Sharira, I am not able to understand. Okay, leave that Arjuna, come to the other concept. From this angle, from this perspective, start looking at what is your duty, who are you, you are a Kshatriya. Even looking at your own duty, also, Vikampitum, he told, Gatrani, Tatra, Vepatuscha sharire me romahascha jayate gandivam samsate hastat tvakcheva paridahyate. My body is shivering, I am sweating all over, my gandiva is falling, all these he told. So therefore, swadharma mameksha api vikampitum narhasi. Also, second vakya, kshatriyasya, for every kshatriya kula born person, dharmyat yuddhat anyah shreyah navidyate eva. There is no bigger opportunity, there is no bigger good which can ever happen to a kshatriya apart from having a dharma yuddha, dharmyat yuddhat, which is why that is separately given, dharmyat yuddhat, not any sadharana kalaha or not fights, it is dharma yuddha. For a dharma, when you have a yuddha, that is called as dharmyat yuddhat. We will see the artha ekvaram pashyamaha. Swadharmam kshatriya dharmam yadasti tat avekshya vilokya drishtva vikampitum chalitum tatra getting a shake, waver, whatever tadrusha vikampitum na arhasi bhavan na samarthah asti tatra tvam samarthah nasi apicha kshatriyasya yakkopi kshatriya kulasya udkule udbhavasya purushasya dharmyat yuddhat dharma yuktat dharma puritat dharma adhara bhutat yuddhat samarat ranat anyat shreyah anyat hitam yadasti tad nastyeva kshatriyasya krite. Pada padartham drishtam asmabhi pada parichayam pashyamaha. Swadharmam pullinga dvitiya vyakti ekavachanam cha avyaya avekshya lyabantavyam, having seen lyabantavyam vilokya api also avyayam vikampitum tumunnantavyam krudanta avyayas all are avekshya is lyap pratyaya, vikampitum is tumun pratyaya. Na arhasi, arhasi, we saw before itself, arha pujayam madhyam purusha ekavachanam hi avyayam kshatriyasya. Kshatriyasya, of a kshatriya, shashti vakti ekavachanam, dharmyat, yuddhat, panchami ekavachanam, anyat, sarvanama, napumsakalinga pratham ekavachanam, shreyaha, shreyas shabdam, napumsakalinga pratham ekavachanam, na vidyate, na avyayam, vidyate, vidyate, we have already seen this, atmanepadi, vidyate, vidyate, vidyante, vid sattayam. Here it is, Vida Sattayam Atmanepadi belongs to the Divadigana. Therefore it goes as Vidyate Vidyate Vidyante Vidyase Vidyate Vidyadhve Vidye Vidyavahe Vidyamahe. Lakara is very simple, Latlakara. So Latlakara Pratama Purusha Ekavachana Atmanepadi Vidyate. Agre Gachamaha. Let us see the overall meaning. Swadharma Margena Chintyate Chedapi Tvaya na bhetavyam, na vikampitavyam, yataha kshatriyasya, yakkopi kshatriyasya purushasya, dharmyat yuddhat, anyaha shreyah na vidyate, ataha ye shreya abhilashinaha janaha santi, te sarvada yuddham kurvanti. Very very similar concept, agresh in the next shloka also, we'll try to see that. Cha aveksha savanirga santi, dharmyat hi. Combination, very very important sandhi, a few places it is used, but we generally try to overlook this sandhi. Dharmyat, what happens is, prathamam tavat dharmyat becomes dharmyad first, and then dharmyadhi, whatever the fourth letter of that, purva savarna, the fourth letter of that varga gets replaced in place of ha. Therefore, ta ta da dha. First, the dharmyat, which is there, becomes dharmyad, and then in place of he it becomes dhi, mahaprana dhi, therefore it will become dharmyadhi, called as purva savarna sandhi. Don't confuse it with either purva rupa or savarna. It is called purva savarna. Two actions happen here. We should be very clear. Ta becomes the first letter replaced by third letter. Then ha, the purva savarna which is there, gets replaced by the fifth letter, the fourth letter of the varga, becomes dharmyadhi. Yuddhat shreyah. Yuddhat, again yuddhat shreyah. Yuddhat Shreyah, Chutva and Chatva Sandhi combination. Yuddhat becomes first Yuddhach Chutva Sandhi. Then Yuddhach Cha Cha, it becomes Chatva Sandhi becomes, and it becomes Yuddhat Shreyah. Shrimat plus Shankarah, Shrimat Shankarah. Similar to this, Yuddhat Shreyah, Yuddhat Shreyah. Chutvam and Chatvam combination it becomes. Then Yuddhat Shreyah Anyat, the same way we have seen that visarga ukara guna pururupa sandayah. Agre pashyamaha. Very very similar concept to the next shloka also. Therefore we will just introduce shloka number 32 also quickly and see, because like we said, the seven shlokas also, now we'll keep on again and again talking about dharma. We'll see this shloka also and we'll just introduce this. We can continue it in the next class. Ekavaram vadami sarve anuvadantu. Yadrachaya Chopapannam Swargadvaramapavritam Sukhinah Kshatriyav Partha Labhante Yuddhamidrisham. While pronouncing, be conscious of that second line. We cannot say sukhina kshatriyaha. When ksha is there, we have to give the pause. Sukhina kshatriyav partha. That is how it should be pronounced. We cannot pronounce sukhina kshatriyav partha. Cannot be done. Sukhina kshatriyav partha labhante yuddham idrisham. That is how it should be pronounced. Ekavaram both the lines patantu. Padachedam pashyantu anvayam shigram vadantu. Anvaya can be done in 2-3 ways for this shloka. Kartripadam easy to identify, Kriyapadam also easy. Labhante correct. Ke labhante kshatriyaha labhante correct. Tatra labdhva kim bhavati kim. Tatra te taihi kim labhyate. Okay. Simple concept introduce kurmahan. Those kshatriyas, we can do it in two ways, like I was saying. Sukhinaha kshatriyaha yadrichaya labhante, we can say. Only very very fortunate kshatriyas will get idrisham, this type of swargadvaram upavritam dharma yuddham. Dharma Yuddham which is there, what will that Dharma Yuddha lead to? It will open the gates of heaven. The heaven can be two kinds of heaven, Swarga. One, after getting killed in the Yuddha, you get a Swarga, the real Swarga. If you are victorious in the Yuddha also, the Swarga Sukha which is there, Rajya Swarga Sukha which is there, the Bhogya Vastu, that also you will get here. Therefore, this Dharma Yuddha can result in only two things, both of which are Swargyam. We saw previously, Aswargyam, Akirtikaram. Those kind of, anything doing other than this option is Aswargyam and only Akirtikaram. People will only tell that you, Arjuna ran away from the war field. Nobody will ever think that Arjuna was filled with emotions, he was filled with vishada, therefore he went away, he did not want to hear, out of respect he went away. Nobody will tell. Sarve vadanti Arjunaha swadharmam tyaktva saha palayitavan yuddhat ityeva sarve janaha vadanti. Therefore that will become aswargyam, akirtikaram it will become. Therefore this act which is there, etadrasham yuddham yadasti tat swargadvaram upavritam, it will open the doors of swarga for you. And how has it come? Did you go and ask for this war? No. Yadrichaya chopapannam, just by chance, by an unsolicited opportunity, yadrichaya agatam etadrasham upapannam swargadvaram upavritam yuddham kelabhante sukinaha kshatriyaha, fortunate kshatriyas will get this. Or if I do the anvaya in a different form, ye kshatriyaha yadrichaya chopapannam swargadvaram upavritam idrisham yuddham labante teyeva sukhinah, they are the only people who are happy. Like that also we can make the anvaya in many types. Ekavaram pashyamah. He partha, again why he has used the word partha here specifically and not any other word, this has been explained once. We will explain it again in the next class. What is the relevance of the word partha? We will explain in the class. We will just tell the anvayam once and conclude. He partha sukhinaha kshatriyaha eva yadrichaya upapannam etadrasham upa apavratam swargadvaram idrasham yuddham labhante. Only very very fortunate kshatriyas only can get this kind of opportunity. Not everybody gets it. Therefore, O Kshatriya, O Partha, please go and do your duty. Don't talk pseudo vairagyavada makuru iti saha vadati. Kindly go through these shlokas once. Ekavaram pashyantu. Shloka 11 to 30 is purely Sankhya Yoga. From 31 it goes towards Swadharma Kshatriya Dharma. Ekavaram tatra punaravartanam kritva samshayamasti chete mail kurvantu. Any experiences or suggestions please share with the team also. You can mail all of us in the common mail ID which is there. The ID is where we send the notes. You can send it to everybody. Notes for this I will send it across. From 30 I will start sending the notes again. Preshayami, shigram preshayami. Tavar paryantam sarvebhyah ram ram ram. Mahantaha dhanyavadaha, thanks a lot for attending the classes. Ram Ram Ram. Guru Reva Gatihi Guru Meva Bhaje Guru Naiva Sahasmi Namo Gurave Naguvah Paramam Shishurasmi Guru Matirasti Guru Mama Pahi Guru Itra Yoge.